Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning and a cordial welcome to our conference call with the financial results of voestalpine AG for the first quarter of business year 2019-20. This conference call is also being recorded, and I'd now like to hand over to Peter Feld, spokesperson. Good morning. Welcome. In headquarters on the first quarter of this first April until 18 of current year. Conference call to now quite right. First, an overview of the figures, outlook, and after that. Now, over to Mr. Herbert. Thanks. Good morning to all also on my behalf. Good morning. Welcome to this conference call. General economic situation data. First quarter of business year is part of a challenging phase. It is challenging. We had a cooling of the economy during the first quarter. We have to accept this. Which also, of course, hit export-oriented markets very much. In particular, this relates also to the automotive industry, and in this weakening and declining market, the iron ore prices, raw materials prices recently also have climbed quite pronouncedly, whereas the steel prices have gone down considerably. And this, of course, has exerted some pressure upon the margins. Furthermore, voestalpine also suffered from increasing CO2 costs, that is, for emission certificates we had to pay for. And in total, this translated into some negative impact upon our result. So for this year only, we believe that certificate cost will amount to some 100 million euro. However, in spite of this difficult environment, there have been some very favorable areas as well. For instance, due to our very broad product portfolio, particularly in the important customer segments like rail technology, aerospace, warehousing and welding technology, turnout, rails, and also in welding, as I've said, we have had a very positive and favorable demand situation. In the rail technology, we have been booked excellently and are booked for the future as well. And then also on the intra-corporate level, we have implemented some measures in order to react to the present boundary conditions we see in our economy in order also to tap all potentials in terms of efficiency increase and cost cutting. And this is very important for us also because this helps us adapt very swiftly to today's business and economic situation. In the past, we have always mastered this very well, and it's nothing new to us. Now, allow me maybe to cover some figures. The revenue at some 3.3 billion is by 3.8% lower than in the previous year. All four divisions of the group have faced declining revenue, primarily caused by a reduced delivery volume. In terms of the figures of our result, all these factors like trade conflicts, business situation, iron ore cost, CO2 emission certificate cost, and also declining steel prices have been reflected most clearly. And internally, of course, furthermore, the startup cost of the automotive plant in Cartersville, US, have also put downward pressure on earnings. As a result, this means for the EBITDA a reduction by 27.7%, that is, from 513 million euro first quarter of the previous year to now 371 million euro this year. EBIT dropped from 324 million euro to 157 million euro, which means a reduction by 51.6%. Profit before tax declined from 294 to 124 million euro, and the profit after tax from 226 to 90 million euro. The gearing ratio rose from 49% to 58%. And this, of course, also is due to the change from IFRS 16, where lease now is valued differently, which means that the net debt is increased by that by some 440 million euro. Equity is stable at some 6.7 billion, and the number of employees, our headcount, posts 51,670, which is more or less stable. After the most important key figures, I should now like to cover some outlook. Let me repeat that all these uncertainties over the last few months, of course, have risen more and more. So what we do see is a repetition, so to speak, of the previous year EBITDA, which we had announced, and the most important influence factors, cost-wise and market-wise, had been tried to be assessed properly, and then when we did so, that was a cooling of the economy but no recessionary or crisis scenarios. So we assume that there will be some cooling of the momentum in the automotive industry. But the preparation to the new emissions test in the automotive market, which will be introduced in Europe in September, will be mastered without pronounced problems. So we take it that above and beyond this cooling of the economy, there won't be any negative effects from trade conflicts or from Brexit. We also have the assumption that so high iron ore prices will only be kept for a short time, so that during the business year we believe there will be a normalization of the iron ore prices. And as a matter of course, we have to do our homework as regards a swift implementation of efficiency increase and cost cutting programs, and also as regards the startup phase in Cartersville. Let me add to this that in the last week you have also seen that there has been an exacerbation of the conflict between China and the US. So this negative or difficult phase will certainly not improve so fast. furthermore see that the automotive industry have cooled off a bit, have lost some momentum, but the OEMs are positive that the new emissions test will be handled properly from September. So I believe I can say that these cost-cutting programs will be implemented in an excellent manner, and in the second half year or half of this business year, we will see the very first favorable effects of this. So in a nutshell, we can say that the first Alpine Management Board still are working intensively upon all of this, also as regards the difficult environment in general, the trade conflicts, and the development of ore and steel prices. So we still believe that the EBITDA will parallel the one of the previous year. As said before, however, uncertainties have grown and not declined. Thank you very much, Mr. Eibensteiner. Thanks indeed for this overview, which takes us to your questions already. And let me also tell you that, again, we have one channel in German and one in English, so you can ask questions in German or in English, and you will also get Mr. Eibensteiner's reply in English or in German. So, over to your questions. Thank you very much indeed. This will be an electronic Q&A session. If you want to ask a question, please press star key and after that one on your phone. And please make sure that you have not muted your phone so that your signal can reach our devices. So once again, please press star and one in order to ask a question. Now we will just wait for a few seconds so that all participants can prepare their questions. This takes us now to the first question by Sigrid Brandstetter of the Oberösterreichische Nachrichten. Good morning to all of you. Mr. Eibensteiner, you have addressed a cost-cutting and efficiency increase program which you are rolling out. Could you maybe elaborate on this a bit? What is the extent? What measures are they? Can you tell us a bit more upon this? Over to you. We try, to the best of our knowledge, of course, to streamline all our processes. On the purchase side, we want to and are improving our purchasing processes. We furthermore try to optimize our stock and our working capital. As regards our employees, we are adapting as well. There are some measures as regards leased personnel, third-party staff, where we want to cut a bit, and for our own employees, there will be a reduction of overtime, a reduction of holiday accumulated, and of course some vacant jobs or posts will not be filled, not all of them, and this we believe will also certainly help us in order not to have to reduce staff in Austria. 150 have been reported to the Public Employment Service for our Kindberg Styria, Austria plant. Some 80 posts within the First Alpine Group have been offered to them already. And for some others, there are some jobs in our Stahlstiftung, our steel foundation, also with some third parties. And there will not be any reduction in staff in any other plant. All this will mean an annual saving of a bit more than €100 million, and we believe that half of this will materialize this year. A follow-up question, if I may, this saving potential, this means 50 million for this business year and 100 then from next year. It is an annual saving program, and since it will be implemented in the second half year, we believe that some 50 million will take effect this year. Then you have mentioned third-party staff or leasing staff. Normally you don't have so many temporary workers. How much leased staff can you reduce? In Austria we have 1,500 temporary workers on lease, and this is also our leeway where we can maneuver. 1,500, that's quite much. Can you give us an order of magnitude, meaning how many of them will be given back, so to speak? Are there any announcements to the contract partners already? Where are you at that? No concrete figures yet. Okay, so then the next question, please. The next question, which will be asked by Alexandra Schwarz, Reuters. My question relates to the CO2 emission certificates. You had said that you expect a plus of 100 million of euro in cost. Can you explain why that is and how much you have paid for that last year? Last year we paid for that some 69 million euro. In terms of CO2 certificates, on the one hand because the certificate price was lower then, on the other hand because we had a major relining of the blast furnace and so we emitted less CO2. This year we expect certificate cost amounting to some 100 million, that's correct, and unfortunately this money is not earmarked and is not only used for sustainable CO2 reduction technologies, and that would be a positive steering effect. Next question, please.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing *1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from Annalisa Villa of Platz. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi. I would like to know how much was the production, the acoustic production in Q1, and what is your outlook for the next Q, and if you are planning some cuts.
Sorry, can you say it again?
Yeah, if I can ask how much was your crude steel production, and if you are planning some cuts production for the next call.
Our production ratio was around 5% below maximum capacity, and the crude steel production was around 6.8 million tons.
Thank you very much.
Yes, please.
Ich glaube, die Dame ist jetzt aus der Leitung gefallen. Bitte dann die nächste Frage.
This takes us to our next question. It comes from the Louis Ungerböck, Der Standard. Hello. I should like to ask you what you can tell us about the Cartersville startup. What is the state of play? When will it be concluded? And what has been cost so far, and what do we expect in terms of cost for this year? Well, as I said, Cartersville still is in its startup phase, which means that we accompany our OEM customers also as to their startup phases in their factories, so the volumes are gradually going up more and more. In total, we are improving there more and more. First half year, of course, we still have some negative effects, and we expect that at the end of this business year or early next business year, we will have the first positive monthly result already. Can you maybe elaborate on this? What orders of magnitude and what problems you still have, or are the problems evaporating, so to speak? No, they are not evaporating automatically. It's about quality improvement measures. It's about reduction of scrap. It's about optimizing quality. It's about reducing useless double work and double control. It's about delivery to the customer, which costs a lot when it has to be done too fast. It's about reduction of backup for plants where some aspects still have to be improved and aligned. So it's a bundle of measures, which of course cost us still a lot of money, but we believe that before the end of the year we will have some positive results there. And we believe that the Cartersville plant then next year will certainly have positive results. Next year or next business year? Next business year, that is. What about the order of magnitude in terms of cost? You have evaded this question. I'm trying again. Yes, of course, we are only in the first quarter of this year so far. And it's very difficult, of course, to assess and anticipate all of this. And when, of course, I give you a figure, then you would multiply it by 4, and this would give all of us a very high figure, but towards the end of the year, it will turn positive. And I said before, it's a bit difficult for us to now quote a figure, because many things, of course, depend on how much the automotive customers will call, so please don't understand this. It's the same thing for us. There is a plan, of course, and we are perfectly on track, but you have seen it and heard it yourself that uncertainties in this very area are quite high. I'm surprised by your optimism, because when having a look at the German machinery sector, it's very grim. So backlog is good, but order intake shows some gaps. So why are you so optimistic? Well, the machinery sector and mechanical engineering is, of course, not the dominating sector for us, but it is important. We depend very much on the automotive industry and also many others. But you are right. Tool steel, yes, for instance. And this will hit you, won't it? Yes, of course, and even now we see a reduction in volumes, particularly as regards lower qualities or grades, because a lot comes into Europe from outside of Europe, last but not least due to the trade measures and the markets in China and in the US, of course, are now closed down because of the duties. So Europe is the only one still open, and this makes it difficult for us. Which takes us to the next question. And this next question comes from Christian Köhl, Kalanish Steel. Christian Köhl, Kalanish Steel. Hello, Mr. Eibensteiner. I'd just like to repeat the question which had been asked in English before, where the connection was a bit bad. You mentioned a figure of 6.8 million tons of crude steel. Is this the first quarter? Certainly not. It's an annual figure of last year, okay? And that was 5% below maximum capacity. This year it will be some 5% below our maximum capacity. This is today's plan. You mean now, presently? Yes. And last year, how close to maximum were you? Well, last year, of course, can't be taken as a basis because we had the major relining of the blast furnace, meaning that 1 million tons of capacity have been taken out and we had to buy the blooms. Then a question as regards state of play now, 5% below max still is quite generous, I would say. So do you expect that the capacity utilization will have to go down even further? We will see how volumes develop. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Next question. Once again, let me remind you, if you want to ask a question in English or in German, please press star plus one. And please make sure that your phone is unmuted so that the signal can reach our devices. And now, the next question will be asked again by Ms. Sigrid Brandstetter of the Oberösterreichische Nachrichten. Thank you very much once again. I'd also like to ask a question linking up with the previous speaker's question. Mr. Eibensteiner, it seems to be highly ambitious indeed if you say the EBITDA of last year, you want to reach it again because now you are a quarter below that and the outlook, as you have said yourself, is quite, let's say, uncertain. So I believe that this optimism is maybe not so easily justified. Can you maybe elaborate on this? And then I would have a second question. Well, I think I've hinted at it already. This guidance, of course, holds true if we see an improvement of the raw materials prices, meaning that plus no further deterioration in the automotive sector, no additional impact resulting from the trade conflicts. And as a matter of course, we do not expect any recessionary scenario. Yes, and no one expects that generally, do they? Well, this is why we also share this view. And one additional question, I don't understand one figure in the quarterly comparison because there is a cash flow from operations of minus 86 million euro and compared to that minus 3 million last year. I don't understand this figure and investments, I believe, have been reduced. So could you please explain this? That's the building up of working capital. Raw materials have become more expensive and this means that also raw materials will have a higher value even with constant volumes. Yes, and you've also been mentioning the reduction of working capital. What about the warehousing capacity? Is there a reduction battle, so to speak, already, or how much ore and coal is hit by that? It's not only about iron ore and coal, it's also about some other alloying elements, and it's also about semi-finished and finished goods which are on stock, which are in the warehouses and have a high impact as well. And if the business situation decelerates, and of course we are also preparing to some standstill in the automotive factories during summertime, there are some orders, of course, and we take it that in September they will be delivered again. So, of course, we have a lot on stock, and all of that means that as of the end of the quarter, when compared to last year, we have a working capital of some 400 million more. So, warehousing, semi-finished products, higher cost in raw materials are the factors. Thank you. Okay, thank you very much. There are no further questions. So let me also tell you that on the 6th of November, 10 a.m., the half-year results will be presented in their erste campus in Vienna. And now, thank you very much for your time and your questions. We wish to all of you a very nice day from Linz and excellent summer day, so we hope. Thank you very much. Goodbye also from my end. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the official end of today's conference call. Thank you very much for participating. We wish you a lovely day. Thank you very much.